Joseph Bernardin, the Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago, was laid to rest today. The Cardinal, who led the nation's second largest Roman Catholic community, died last week at the age of 68 of pancreatic cancer. Over 150 bishops, archbishops, and fellow cardinals attended the funeral, as did Vice President Al Gore, dignitaries from around the world, and the priests, deacons, and people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. As NPR's Rick Carr reports, the funeral was a celebration of a man whose influence reached far beyond Chicago's 2.3 million Roman Catholics.
Chicagoans lined up at dawn under a flat gray sky outside Holy Name Cathedral on State Street to say their last goodbyes to Joseph Cardinal Bernardin as his round-the-clock wake drew to a close. They wore yarmulkes and kente cloth, Korean mourning gowns, and small yellow roses made of paper, reminders of Bernardin's suffering during his last days and of his legacy. Otilia Lichtfuss came to stand in the cold with the hundreds who waited after the doors of the cathedral had closed to the public while the Secret Service swept the grounds before the funeral. She came to say goodbye to her cardinal, who happened to be her neighbor.
I live about two blocks where he lives. And when I walk my dog, I see him often. You see him often. Some of my friends even saw him in the grocery store. I couldn't believe it. I said, what would he do in the grocery store?
Lichtfuss admits hers isn't an unusual story. Bernardin loved to walk along Michigan Avenue, along the lakefront, alongside his people. It was, she said, pretty unusual for a man who was a prince of the church.
You think of him as, he's untouchable, but no, he was not untouchable. You could touch him.
Holy Name Cathedral's 1,200 seats filled slowly. The parade of politicians and clergy of all faiths who'd come to pay their respects took nearly an hour. The task of eulogizing Bernardin fell to Monsignor Kenneth Velo, the cardinal's driver and personal assistant. And it was the memory of Bernardin's gently self-effacing humor after a long ride in the car that set the tone.
Towards the end of our journey, I would say, Cardinal, we're here. We've arrived. The comb would come out of the pocket. And the event, the ceremony, the dinner, whatever, would begin. But not before saying to me, our objective is to get out of here as quickly as possible.
Bernardin's death, Monsignor Velo said, set as much an example as his life. The cardinal had faced cancer for some 16 months and knew it would cut short his work on quelling the rancorous disputes within the Catholic Church. Velo traced the career of a man who was once America's youngest bishop, the boy bishop, his colleagues called him. Bernardin served the church in his native Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Washington, Cincinnati, and finally Chicago. Throughout, his mantra was one of service. Monsignor Velo repeated it throughout the homily, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And now, Velo said, Bernardin was at one with that peace.
It's been a long, long, and beautiful ride. Cardinal, Eminence, Your home.
Joseph Cardinal Bernardin's last ride, his funeral procession, snaked through Chicago's streets this afternoon, out towards the Bishop's Mausoleum in suburban Hillside, Illinois, through the neighborhoods where his flock stood watch. I'm Rick Carr in Chicago.